Lebanon's unrest threatens to disrupt a Christian satellite ministry. Indonesia releases a pastor accused of blasphemy, and a mission agency measures Vietnam's church impact. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon's identity crisis may be coming to a head as clashes between anti-government forces and the government intensified last week. Sat-7's David Harder confirms that the fighting traps some of their staff and threatens to disrupt Sat-7 Kids Channel broadcasts.
Everyone is worried that the fighting could escalate, literally become much more street-to-street fighting than what we've seen already. And that is the fear, that more groups will be drawn in, that the fighting will become more intense, involve more people, and really become a civil war.
Instability threatens to disrupt some of Sat-7's broadcasts because of distribution complications. Harder is asking for prayer for the team because
they're going to continue to try to make programs, and like they have in the past, they're able to bring in pastors who can speak about what life is like relying on Christ in the middle of a crisis, and they're not just speaking about it in theory, they're living it. And viewers know when it's real, and people respond.
Next, in preparation for the Olympics, the Chinese government is cracking down on the underground church, arresting and interrogating house church leaders in the Beijing area. However, Open Doors' Carl Mueller expects that to change during the Olympics.
We know that they're going to be letting people do many more things in terms of freedom than before. China is giving every indication that it wants to put on the face of being a full open society. So I think the local restrictions will be reduced.
However, Mueller is discouraging visitors from contact with the underground church.
We can leave, and we'll be free to do what we need to do in terms of evangelism there. But our brothers and sisters who will be there after the cameras go away may suffer increased persecution.
Resources are available for those attending the Olympics. For those who can't, sign up for a daily email that will help you pray during the games. You're listening to Mission Network News. Indonesian pastor Abraham Benter is now free, having served 2 years of his prison sentence. He was paroled at the end of April after spending more than 2 years behind bars for blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Benter was arrested in West Java and convicted on proselytizing charges. But from behind bars, he asked for 3 Bibles so that he could share them with 6 cellmates. Pray for his ministry now that he's been released. Next, World Evangelical Alliance International's Dr. Jeff Tunnicliffe visited Vietnam for the first time this year. Vietnam's church was splintered after the 1975 communist victory and still looking for unity. So far, only 4 churches are government recognized, but others avoid registration for fear of government interference. Optimistic pastors presented Tunnicliffe with a letter requesting prayer. While there is a long road ahead before religious freedom is reached, fruitful work is leading them in that direction.
Bibles.
That's what Christians around the world request most, according to Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton.
For a few dollars out of their household budget, they're able to meet 2 needs. The needs that we have to ship great quantities of books, as well as meet those needs from the individuals from overseas that do not have their own Bible.
Their Operation Bear Your Bookshelf campaign is still going on because it's still getting heavy response. Hundreds of requests could be filled each month simply by giving unused Christian materials from your collection.
So many of these people, it wouldn't matter if they had the money, they still wouldn't have the Bible available. There's just no Bibles at their disposal. There's no bookstore around the corner. There's no other Christian to turn to.
Pray that every request can be filled.
Some of the pastors that are out there do not even own their own copy, or they may have the only Bible for several villages.
For more information on how to send your materials, go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.